I'm Ramon London, and this is the Mainstream Top Tips. Now, over the years, I've realized how important it is to have a team. There have been a few times I've put on an event, not hired any staff, and ended up DJing, greeting guests at the door, and hosting all at the same damn time. I can't lie, I do not advise that. I've also spent hours doing my tax returns, chasing bookers for unpaid invoice payments, as well as researching, scripting, filming, editing, and promoting my own content. I'm only one woman, I need a team. And some of the best things that have happened to me for my career are meeting my accountant, my voiceover, and booking agents, and growing the Mainstream team. Without all of this support, I probably would have thrown in the towel a long time ago. And I'm not the only one that believes in the value of a good team. So here's what some of our Mainstream friends had to say about building a team, knowing when to ask for help, and also the benefits of having other creatives and professionals around you. Nowadays, you need a team to pull off these kind of things.
100%. The higher you go, the more you need a team. At first, when you're first starting out, depending on what type of individual you are, you think, oh, I could do this and I could do that. I can't afford this and let me just try that. But the higher you go, you need, especially when you've got a good team,
There's
nothing better than a good team. Someone that you could wholeheartedly shut the door and know that behind that door, they're doing what they was meant to do. It's incredible.
Yeah.
You know, just offload that worry.
And just focus.
And now, because I can't have too much in my cup. I've learned that.
Yeah.
When I've got too much going on, it's overflowing. No, I just, a good 4 or 5 things, and I'm fully dedicating my time to those 4 or 5 things, I'm good. They'll come out very well.
That's
when it comes more than that, it's like I'm all over.
Yeah, super important. Because like you are going to be whatever your peers are going to do.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You are on the religion of your peers. I think that's a quote from Prophet Muhammad, actually.
Okay.
You are on the religion of your peers. So like, for example, when you got on T4, let's just say you got on T4, that was then fuel for me to make another video.
I get you.
Do you know what I mean? And me making another video was fuel for you to do something else.
100%.
And you doing that was fuel for Dan to go do something else. And then that was it. And then, but it was all love, and it was always like, all right, cool. We're not competition. We're just trying to outwork each other, I guess.
Yeah, I hear you.
In the most friendly way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is super important to get yourself, like, obviously sometimes you can't, maybe you grew up in an area that a lot of people aren't creative, which, to be honest, I grew up in Cheetham Mill in Manchester. No one was creative around there.
Okay.
You either shot in or you're trying to get to do something daft.
Do you know what I mean?
That was the only thing around there. So there was none of that. And then when I came to Leeds, I was like, oh, wait, there's people like me here. Sick.
Yeah. It was a nice city of just like people that wanted to just enjoy and create.
Yeah.
And yeah, definitely good vibes out there.
No, it is. I think it's super important. If you surround yourself with people that are on the same goal as you, you're gonna all make it.
Same way with my career, same way with everything. Agent, being my own agent, like, I'm self-taught. I started off really simple, just like a little spreadsheet. I still keep one to this day. I've got an accountant and I still keep one. And it's literally very simple. It's just like invoice number, the job, the date, what money came in, any expenses associated with it, and whether it's been paid or not, and I just tick it off. And it just gives me a running total of what money's coming in, what money's gone out, and what my end of year, you know, looks like. It can be as simple as that. I think just having your invoice template set up and just changing your invoice number, tying that into your spreadsheet.
Okay.
Quite simple. Like, you don't need an accountant to do that. I'm pretty sure you can learn how to do a self-assessment anywhere online now, like on YouTube or whatever. Or you can just get an accountant just to do your, you know, end of year self-assessment for you, and you send them your spreadsheets, and, you know, it's quite simple. And then they should advise you, but then always ask the questions like, what can I claim back? What am I missing here?
Right.
Travel, whatever, hotels, whatever you've needed to do your job. So yeah, I've always kind of like done it myself. It's funny, we've got a meeting on Friday, Tony and I, with a new accountant about like really getting
the property business.
Just getting, we've got several businesses and streams of income. Okay. So it's like trying to get everything under one house and like get it really streamlined. And, you know, when you get to that point where you do feel like, okay, this is all a bit much and I'm doing spreadsheets till midnight, that's the time you should probably bring in an accountant to, you know, give you direction.
That makes so much sense. Mm.
So it's literally what me, Max, Natasha, Lara were like the core four, but we were all directors.
Okay.
But it was just like, cool, you direct two, you direct two, you direct two. When you are direct, me, I produce. you a shooter, and we linked up with Caleb, who was a great cinematographer at the time. He had just finished med school as well, and he was just like, yo, we'll have a camera, but you know, if we don't have no money, then you know what I'm saying, there's limitations to this thing.
Real.
So I was just like, yo, brother, just put the thing back out of focus and we'll move, you know what I'm saying? Like, and yeah, no, it's real. And again, fine for on a sound man again who was coming up, Julius, who again, big sound designer, but at the time he was just looking, you know, he's trying to sound short films. So it would be the four of us, we would play all the roles, like a cameraman and a sound man, and that's it. So even sometimes when me I shoot like say a close up, remember where I shoot a close up with me and like Vanessa at the time, and it's her shot, and me I kind of hold the reflector right here, so and I say my lines because
you was literally holding
the reflector and saying the lines because it's her close up. And it's, yo, you just have to do what you have to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, but we invested our time in the story.
Clearly.
Because we was like, yo, like, at the end of the day, nobody not really business about how glossy a thing look.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And you can't gloss over a shit script anyways.
Mm, true.
So as long as it's good, as long as it's funny, as long as the actors are decent.
Yeah.
Everything else you can get. It's a web series. I'm not gonna expect nothing from it.
Fair, that is fair.
You know what I'm saying? So as long as it's funny, as long as the story is good,
yeah.
Everything else you can't forgive.
They say teamwork makes the dream work, and it's clearly true. As our guests all created their own content and were bosses before making it in the mainstream. So here are our top five tips on having a team. Number one, as much as you think you can, you can't create content or produce a project by yourself, so be ready to delegate those roles. Number two, I know it might seem expensive to have a team, however, look for other up and coming creatives that are just as passionate about the project as you are and who are willing to volunteer their time. They also might want the experience. Number three, your networks. Use your networks. Collaboration is key, and you can inspire and support each other by working together. Number four, do your own research, please. You might not have the funds for a lawyer or an accountant, so it's important to know how to deal with contracts, agreements, and getting your finances in order. There's lots of advice and guidance online, so get researching. Number five, if you're used to working alone but realize you're getting a lot busier with a lot more, it might be a good idea to ask for help. Whether that's a manager, an assistant, a crew, or even a mentor, there's nothing better than having a good team and support around you. Thanks for watching The Mainstream Top Tips. Make sure you subscribe and follow at The Mainstream UK for more tips and advice.